Imagine discovering that your most mundane days could transform into something magical. For 72-year-old Grace Winters, this impossible journey begins with an unexpected inheritance, a house in Ibiza left to her by Christina Vanderberg, a woman she barely knew. Grace's life has been defined by loss. Her husband Carl, her dog Bernard, and most devastatingly, her son Daniel. Living in a state of anhedonia, unable to feel pleasure, she exists rather than lives in her Lincoln bungalow. Food merely fills her up, music is just patterned noise. When she receives news of her inheritance, Grace forms a simple plan. Fly to Ibiza with an open return ticket and stay until she hates it enough that even her empty bungalow seems better. The moment Grace steps off the plane into Ibiza furnace-like heat, something shifts. The striking, uninhabited rock of Es Vedra gives her a strange feeling of both dread and wonder. Her taxi driver mentions seeing a massive light from her inherited house, a small white box with peeling paint that seems unremarkable from the outside. But inside, Grace discovers Christina's vibrant life documented in photos, performing with a microphone, standing next to Freddie Mercury, diving with a bearded man. Most touchingly, in several pictures, Christina wears the St. Christopher necklace Grace had given her decades ago during a brief encounter that somehow changed Christina's life. What begins as a simple trip to see an inherited property quickly spirals into something far more mysterious when Grace discovers an olive jar that refills itself with strange-smelling water and learns that Christina was a psychic who disappeared, presumed drowned, after booking a midnight dive. Against all caution, Grace boards a midnight dive boat with Alberto Ribas, a disgraced marine biologist who believes extraterrestrial forces inhabit Mediterranean waters. Near Es Vedra, Grace learns the yellow flower in her yard is Noletia chrysocomoides, extinct in Europe for 10 years. Underwater, Grace follows Alberto toward a vibrant seagrass meadow filled with silver fish, weaving eels, seahorses, and colorful sea slugs. Alberto points to something gold, Grace's St. Christopher necklace, missing for 45 years. Suddenly, all sea creatures flee in unison. Their headlamps fail, plunging them into darkness until a strange luminescent entity appears, hovering above the grass and shifting between cloud and perfect sphere. It pulsates like a breathing lung with an unprecedented blue glow. The light heals an injured fish before reaching for Grace. Upon contact, the ocean seems to vanish. She finds herself suspended in strange blue water, experiencing profound freedom, then appears on what seems like dry land with white-leaved trees and orange sand. The air is so pure that breathing feels like life's purpose rather than necessity. Grace wakes in a hospital room after being unconscious for 3 hours, her lungs mysteriously undamaged. Something has fundamentally changed. She can suddenly perceive the doctor's entire life with perfect clarity, like walking through a gallery of thoughts. Alberto insists they leave immediately, explaining that la presencia, the light Grace saw underwater, has transformed her. He demonstrates by predicting the receptionist's actions before they happen. Alberto admits his own abilities are modest. "I pick up thoughts now and then. I can see a few minutes ahead sometimes," but suggests Grace's will be extraordinary due to her prolonged exposure. The changes manifest immediately. Grace feels unusually energetic despite her age. She identifies passing cars by sound alone, visualizing their exact shape and color. Most significantly, her anhedonia vanishes. Drinking orange juice becomes transcendent. Grace discovers she can read Spanish without having learned it, experiences music as colors and sensations, and even moves a book telekinetically, though the effort causes a severe headache. At a vegan cafe, Grace experiences her fruit salad as a masterpiece, particularly the watermelon, which seems so exquisite she wonders why everyone doesn't aspire to simply eat it in the sun forever. Something stranger is happening too. She perceives the waiter's homesick thoughts about Murcia, a customer's climate anxiety, and the tentative happiness of schoolboys passing by. She feels a deep familiarity with everything, as if the interconnectedness of all things has become visible, awakened to a sentience where she understands everything. When Grace meets Christina's daughter, Leek, she learns Christina had been taken over after an ocean experience. She couldn't function normally anymore. I couldn't speak to her without her telling me something about my future, always correct, which made it worse. Leek warns, she didn't give you the house for nothing. She was recruiting you. It was a trap. You are her replacement. Grace later discovers a video message from Christina explaining someone was trying to kill her. The house, note, and conversations were deliberate breadcrumbs. The St. Christopher necklace helped her recognize Grace's potential. She asks Grace to find her would-be killer to protect others still in danger. Grace, Alberto, and Marta discover wealthy developer Art Butler plans to build a luxury hotel on Esvedra, threatening the ancient seagrass ecosystem. Through her telepathy, Grace learns Art caused Christina's disappearance and killed others opposing his projects. Like Grace, Art possesses supernatural abilities from La Presencia, which he encountered during a childhood near drowning. Grace wins 50,000 euros at the Casino de Ibiza for a legal challenge. When confronted, Art threatens her and attacks Marta telepathically. When Alberto drops his miniature rum bottle containing La Presencia extract, Grace smashes it mentally, releasing a substance that revives Marta. During a protest the next day, Grace collapses and has a vision of her son Daniel, who absolves her of guilt. "You miss me, but don't see me. You just see your own guilt," he tells her, urging her to remember him as a person rather than a tragedy. Upon awakening, Grace feels connected to everything. "I was we, the sum of infinities." Her silent call summons a miraculous response. Birds and countless creatures converge on the beach, moving as one force toward Art Butler, who retreats as nature unites against him. Throughout her journey, Grace returns to mathematics as both anchor and revelation. As a former math teacher, she initially sought refuge in numbers for their certainty, yet later discovers how universal patterns emerge across different systems despite life's complexity. She recognizes pi's endless randomness within constancy and the Fibonacci sequence appearing throughout nature. In a nightclub, Grace understands why music is counting without realizing it. Mathematical harmony creating collective euphoria. After Alberto's death, Grace makes Christina's house her home in Ibiza. The once extinct Noletia chrysocomoides blooms with heart-shaped yellow flowers across the patio. Though bittersweet to be present when loved ones are absent, she feels deeply alive, understanding that profound feeling creates a bigger infinity out of life. Grace learns that true understanding comes from embracing complexity, not simplifying it. The real magic isn't supernatural. It's the wonder of being fully present, feeling connected to the world, and finding meaning in the mathematical miracle of existence.